bread. Where we left off last week in the Gemara, Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph, and the Gemara comes out that even though you can sell Dekel Leperois, you can sell a tree for its fruit, nevertheless, Para Likfela, to sell the Para for the Kefo, or, like the Gemara in Gittin discusses, to sell the Eved, the slave, for the Knas, there is a problem of Dova Shaloi Balaylam. Even the Gemara in Gittin has a suffix, that's not going to work, it's Loya Vida Dasu. And therefore, a Para Likfela, the Gemara says, how are you going to sell the Kefo? You can't even sell it, the way Tosfos learns, you can't even sell it through the Para, because it's also Dova Shaloi Balaylam, even though Dekel Leperos works. But Para Lekefel does not work. We say, what's the difference? So we said last week, two ways of understanding that Dekel Leperos works. Either it works that you sell part of the Dekel, the part where the fruits come out of. In other words, the buyer buys a part of the Dekel. Or we said, no, he doesn't buy a part of the Dekel. But when I sell you the Dekel for the Peros, so I have bailus, I have ownership on the Dekel for all types of uses. And one of the uses that they have in the Dekel is the ownership of the Peris. And I'm selling you the ownership of the Peris. And we said, and therefore, that only works by Dekel Leperos. But something where the fruit does not come out of the physical tree, so over there, you cannot sell him the part in the tree in order to get the fruit, because Eina Yoytze Megufoy, it doesn't come out of the tree, and therefore, you will not be able to be kinder. That will be a problem. Alternatively, if something which is Leya Vida Dasu, it might not come about, it might not happen. So that's also a problem of Dava Shala Belaylam. You cannot sell that part because you can't sell Bailis on something which might never happen. Dekele Peirois, you have both things, you are present. In other words, the fruit come out of the tree and it's Avida Dasu, it's going to happen. But something where either one or both of them are missing, it's not going to work. And therefore we said, and the Gemara explains it, that Eved Liknas, or Para Likfela, where you sell a cow for the Kefo, or the slave for the Knas, in case an oxen gores that slave, and you have to play Shloshim Shkalim, there you have both Chisroinus. They're number one, the Knas and the Kefo don't come out of the Eved and don't come out of the Para. And number two, it might not happen at all. And therefore, even though you can sell Dekel Leperois, but Eved Liknas, and Para Likfela, you're not going to be able to sell. And that's why we explained last week, that's the difference in the terminology of the Rishonim. The Rishonim say that why doesn't it work, Eved Liknas or Para Likfela, either because Lo Yavida Dasa, it might not take place, or because Eina Yotze Megufoy, it doesn't come from it, the Knas or the Kefal don't come from the Eved, and don't come from the Para, and therefore, it doesn't work, it's Lo Yavida. Why did the Rishonim say a different way of saying why it doesn't work, either because it's Eina Yotze Megufoy, or because Lo Yavida Dasa, either it doesn't grow from it, or it doesn't come out of it, or it might not happen. We said because each one explains a different facet why Dekel Leperos doesn't work. Either Dekel Leperos works because it's Yotze Megufoy, and therefore we hear by the Eved Liknas, it's Eina Yotze Megufoy, or Para Likfela, it's Eina Yotze Megufoy, the Kefal doesn't come out of the Para. Or alternatively, they held the Dekel Leperos, the reason why it works is because I sell him part of the Dekel where the Peros actually grow, and therefore, Para Likfela and Eved Liknas, that's one way. Or the other way is that I'm not selling him part of the actual part, but I'm selling him my ownership, my bailus on the Dekel, which includes the Peros, that's only going to work if it's Avida Dasu, if it's going to take place. And therefore, the Para Likfela is not going to happen, and the Eved Liknas is not going to happen, and that's why it's not going to work. And all that, by the way, goes into the three lines of the Gemara, that the Gemara asks the question, Daf Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, how could you sell, after all, the Kefel, Mi Eimel de Migneva, Vim Tim Shalema de Migneva, Mi Eimel de Mishtakach da Ganef, Vim Mishtakach Ganef, Mi Eimel de Mishalem, Dilma Moide Omifter, meaning you cannot buy the Kefel by itself. You cannot even buy it through Dekel Leperos. Why? It's Dava Shalab Bala'ilam. That's the Gemara's question. That's Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. Are we all up to par where we're holding in the Gemara? Anybody has any questions? If not, then there's no point staying because the whole shiur is going to be based on this. Stewie, you following? Good. Mati, you okay? Excellent. Let's continue. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rava, says Rava, three lines from the top. Daf Lama Dalad Omar Aleph Omar Rava, says Rava. You have the Gemara sheet? You have the Gemara sheet over there. Omar Rava, so the Gemara says, okay, so how then is he selling him the kefal? Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Nase Ka'im Aloy, Lechshetignai V'tirtze Uchalmeni, Hare Parasi K'nuya L'chame Achshav. In other words, how does he sell him the kefil? How by the fact that he actually pays for it, and he decides to pay for the item which gets lost, or gets stolen? How does he give him the kefil? How does he have a right to the kefil? Amar Rava says, Rava, Nase Ka'im Aloy L'chshetigne V'tirtze Chalmeini. It's as if he tells him that if, in other words, when it's given to him at first, the owner comes over to the shayim and says, do me a favor, watch my cow, and he accepts it. So Nase Ka'im Aloy, it's as if he tells him, L'chshetigne, if it does get stolen, V'tirtze Uchalmeini, and you're going to want, and you're going to want to pay me, Hare Parasi K'nui L'chom Yachshav. Then from this point that I'm giving it to you, the cow belongs to you. And therefore the cow belongs to him from the time he took in his possession with the Tanai in case he decides to pay him for it. So with the result that when the cow afterwards he decides to pay for it, it's Limafreya, it becomes clear that the cow belonged all along, not to the owner, but rather belonged to the Shomer. And if it belonged to the Shomer, who do you pay the kefil to? You pay the kefil to the Shomer, because after all, it got stolen from the Shomer. That's how he gives him the kefil. Look in Rashi. Nasa kaimelai, v'shosha masalai, at the time when he gave it over to him, the kimlu l'rabbanon, because the chachamim knew clearly, the nichlu l'baylim she'batuach b'keren, amanash she'sofe kefal ha'asid lovoy, shal shaymu. The baylim, the owner, would rather have the insurance policy to know that he has the keren with a condition, amanash, that even though there might be a kefal later on, I don't mind if the shaymu gets the kefal, as long as he pays me. V'arei, and therefore, it's harei k'masaloi al menas kein. Says as if he makes it tonight. Shem tigone v'yishalem loy keren. That if it does get stolen, and he does end up paying him, shetei poro k'nui loy mishor shem masro. Then from the time he gave him the cow to watch, it's retroactively will say that the cow belongs to him. Nimtze l'mafreya k'shegona paganev shal shaymeroi, so it belongs to the shaymer all along. The poro k'vari boilom. I'm giving you the parah. The parah is here. There's no problem of davish lobalaylam, and that is then, that's the technicality of how it works. Says the Gemara, maskev lo Reb Zeir, ask Reb Zeir, yochi, if that's the case, afilu gizosel v'lodosel nami, if that's the case, you tell me that the entire parah, if he decides to pay for it, then retroactively the parah belongs to who? Belongs to the shaymer. Yochi, afilu gizosel v'lodosel nami, if that's the case, the gizos, the sharing, what's that called, sharelings? The sharings. And the offspring which grow on the animal from the time he gave it to him to watch, who should it belong to? If at the end he decides to pay for it, then retroactively it's his, the Shomer's. So all the sharings, all the offspring should belong to the Shomer all along. Alom Tanya, why does it say then, after all in the Braisa, Chutz Megizah Sel V'Ladisel, that he gives him the Parah and he owns the Kefal, but he does not get the Gizas and the Vlados? The Shomer does not have ownership to the sharings and to the offspring. Why not? If you say it's his all along, l'mafreya it's his, that means it's his. If it's his, lock, stock, and barrel, it's mine. Why then do not get the gizos and the vlados? Elam Reb Zeira says Reb Zeira, no. Nase ka'im aloy, chutz migizosel vlodosel. It's as if I told him, yes, the cow belongs to you retroactively. If you decide to pay for me, the cow paid for it, the cow belongs to you all along from the time I give it to you. Besides, the gizos and vlados. That much I keep for myself. You don't have to say it. No. Nase ka'im aloy. It's as if he tells him. So Yimor says, umay paska, how do you know? I mean, how does the person, why do you say this he wants, this he doesn't want? Why mehechete, sir? Says Yimor, stomani milse, shvacha da asa ma'alma, ovid inish de machne. Shvacha de magufa, loy ovid inish de machne. A person wants to give to somebody else a shvach, something which comes asim alma, something which comes from the outside. I'm willing to part with the kefal. The kefal is an extra credit something which is osim alma, there I'm willing to give it to you. I'm willing to give you the para with the kefil. But the gizas and vladas, which is osim megufo, which comes from the animal itself, there I never had a havamina, there I don't want to part with, and therefore, even though I give you the para limafreya retroactively, but I keep for myself all the gizas and vladas, and therefore I will get the gizas and vladas, you, the shomer, will only get the keren and the kefil, because that part of the para is yours, not the gizas and the vladas. What about the difference in price? Yukra, if it goes up in value, what do you think? Chesky, is that shvacha dasim alma? Is that shvacha dasim megufa? If it goes up in value, I gave you a cow which is worth $10, and then when they give it back, it's worth $40. So do I get $40? Or we say no. Shvacha dasim alma, not asim megufa. Money is asim megufa. The cow went up in value. You'll get keren and kefil from the $10, not from the $40. It's still mine or not? So it's all. What? The chayr is megufay. The Rambam paskins. All right, there's a whole question. Taisa says, Malma, we're going to get to that next week. We'll discuss yukra going up in value. How we consider that? What do you say, Monty? No, that you keep for yourself.
That's your profit.
So it's megufa, you say?
It's not.
It's me'alma.
Yeah.
So that you do give to the shomer.
Oh, he says no. It doesn't give that to the shomer. That's the owner.
But the owner gives the gizah of lot is to keep for himself.
Correct.
But the keren, the principal, and the kefil goes to the shomer.
Which is why he's not giving over if the value goes up. He wants
all right, we'll see. It's debatable. We'll see. It's a Rambam. We'll discuss that. Okay. Really, it's a Gemara later on. We'll discuss that. So that's the first teretz of the Gemara. The second Teretz Gemara says no. Ikad Amri, second Teretz Gemara, no. This is too complicated. That I give you. What's your question, Avi? I see you're troubled by something. What? It's not very good for her. In other words, it's definitely an outside factor. I like that. Okay, good. Ikad Amri, second Teretz Gemara. The Gemara says no. Omar Rava, I don't like this first Teretz Gemara. So the first Teretz Gemara, that means that I give you the cow completely, the cow belongs to you. But I keep for myself the gizas and vladas. Gemara says, you're not keeping anything for yourself, that doesn't make sense. Ikidami says, second says, Gemara, no. Amar Rava, nasa ka'imaloi, lech shetignaiv, v'tirtu chalmeini, samuch lignevaso k'nui lecha. In other words, when I give it to you in the beginning, I tell you, if you end up paying it, then we make a condition that when you end up paying for it, it's going to belong to you, the cow, but when? Not from this point on. Only from right before it gets stolen. So in other words, I'm making condition with you now that only right before it gets stolen, it'll belong to you. With the result that all the gizas and vladas from the time I gave it to you till the time it gets stolen belong to the owner. I don't have to say chutz megizas and vladas el, because anyway, the par is not yours until right before the gnaver. So all the gizas and vladas belong to me anyway. What about the gizas and vladas after it got stolen till it gets returned? So according, if you ask me, according to the first Teretz of the Gemara, it belongs to the owner. Chutz megizas el vladasel lechayra. According to the second Teretz of the Gemara, maybe not. Second Teretz of the Gemara, clearly not, because then it belongs to the shomer. Because it belongs to him, you don't have to say chutz, just from the last possible moment, right before it gets stolen. Others say it's not clear, because it could be, I can't keep for myself gizas of vladas once it got stolen. Once it got stolen, it's not mine anymore, so I can't keep for myself anyway. Again, that's something we'll discuss in the coming weeks. My benayu. What's the difference in the first teretz and the second teretz? So if obviously the difference is ikad benayu, kusha de Reb Zeira, the first question of Reb Zeira. In other words, according to the first teretz of the Gemara, that actually it belongs to the shomer from the time he gave it to him retroactively, belongs to the shomer. So what about the gizas and vladas? How does he keep for himself the gizas and vladas? It's as if he says chutz megizas el vladas el. That's the first teretz of the Gemara. According to the second Teretz Gemara, you don't have to come on to Reb Zeira's question. Why? Because since you're right, I'm giving to you completely lock, stock, and barrel, but only samuch lignevasa, a second before it gets stolen. And therefore, all the gizas and vladas up until it gets stolen belong to me anyway, because I never gave it to you, and therefore, that's the first nafkamina. Second nafkamina, inami, we're going to discuss that as well, the kaimo ba'agam. That according to the first Teretz Gemara, when is the kinyan made? David, when is the kinyan made according to the first Teretz Gemara? Immediately when you take into your possession. According to the second Teretz Gemara, I'm telling you now that when you take into your possession, that it's going to be yours when? Right before it gets stolen. Where's the kinyan? no kinyan. You have to make a kinyan then. It doesn't work automatically. I can't make a kinyan now. It should be valid in a later time. It's called kalsa kinyana. It doesn't work. So the Gemara says it only works if it's kaima bagam. In other words, if it's at that time, right before it's sold to you in your house, so then we say that the original Mashiach works, and maybe kinyachatza works, and then you'll be kinyan. But if at the time, right before Gnev, it was pasturing out in the field, ba'agam, in the swamp, so over there is no kinyan being made, then even according to second Teretz Gemara, it's not going to work. Why? Because you didn't make a kinyan, and therefore that's the second Teretz of the Gemara. According to second Teretz Gemara, it only works if right before it gets stolen, it's in a place which is my rishus, and then we say my original Mashiach works, or kinyan chatzah works, then you'll have a kinyan. Otherwise, kaima ba'agam, it's not going to work. Yes, Michael?
The owner is the shomer.
The shomer, I'm owner, same thing. Separate question, we'll discuss that. If a shomer and an owner, if I'm watching something for somebody, so then who is the chatzar kind of, for me or for you? Separate question. That's
whose chatzar is it?
Even if it's my chatzar, but if your cow is in my chatzar, then it's if it's his. Separate question. We'll discuss all that. We're going to get to mitzvah shem. Yeah, Pashas Rashi says the kaim of agam. We want to see inami da v'kaim ba'agam kishen nignav gunva ganav. In other words, it wasn't in your chatzar, so that your chatzar will be kinder. So according to Rashi, if it would be in your chatzar would be kinder. And there was no Mashiach. Ah, he says, so he says, because the kosa kinyana. Alright, separate cheshmer. Right now, I'm making Mashiach. Mashiach. Take him to my possession. Yeah, oh, that's a separate question. Now, how does Mashiach work? But that's part of the original thing, that when I take it into my possession, Mashiach, it's going to work for that tonight, in case I want to be kind of now. Kind of afterwards, it's not going to work unless it's in my chatzah.
According to the first Shita, though, it's still retroactive. You
know, yes.
It's not chal now, it's only chal.
That's right. That's right.
So just to backtrack a little bit, the Gidus and Bloodus at that point are, you know, again, it would belong to the Baal all along, and then he would have to retroactively pay him back for it. You're not actually talking about the Gizus Bloodus, we're talking about the value of the Gizus Bloodus.
Right.
You'd have to reimburse him. Okay, I shared the sheep.
Right, absolutely.
We sold it for, now
absolutely, absolutely. Okay. It would belong to the shame of the Gizus and Bloodus. No, the Gizus Bloodus do not. Chutz mi Gizus Sel, Bloodus Sel.
But otherwise,
yeah, absolutely.
Actually that the shame would have to get it.
Right.
We're talking about right.
Talking about right. Yes. Yossi,
this
Joe.
Whole answer that Rava gives, it's still really, you know, sidestepping the whole original question of Dabar Shalom Ba'ala'ola.
Why?
Because it's nice that you're making this whole tonight that when I'm giving you over the cow, and then we're retroactively saying that if it's going to get stolen, then retroactively it belongs to you. But bottom line is, it's still Dabar Shalom Ba'ala'ola. How can you technically make an opinion?
So they say, there's a good point you bring up, that to promise to make a kinyan on a dovah shalab alaylam, but to make a tanai on a dovah shalab alaylam is not a problem. In other words, all I'm doing over here is I'm making the kinyan now with a tanai on something which might not happen.
Why,
that's not a problem.
Why don't we need the kinyan?
You're kinyan making now.
But you're not. You're making the tanai on the dovah shalab
alaylam. No, you're making the kinyan now. Kinyan now with a tanai.
And the tanai
can be dovah shalab. No, the kinyan is now. I make a Mashiach. I take it into my possession. It's mine. With one condition. In case it gets stolen, I pay for you. So you ask me a question. Wait a second. It's nice Dovah Shalom B'Loilom. That's not a problem. Dovah Shalom B'Loilom is only a problem to make a kinyan on Dovah Shalom B'Loilom. That's halacha l'maisa. To make it tonight on Dovah Shalom B'Loilom, if the kinyan is now, is not a problem.
So we're just extending.
The only time you find a problem on the tonight is if it's asmachta. If it's Breira, smachta, it might happen, might happen. You know, it's if I'm depending it on something else. When we discuss Hilchos Tanaim, we'll discuss that. Here it's not a problem of a smachta, here it's a regular Tanai. If I decide to pay you for it, then the kinyan will be valid from now. It's like every kinyan with a Tanai, right? Hareze Gitech tells the woman, this is your get, on condition you give me 200 zuz. How does it work? You might not give me 200 zuz. That works. Why? Because I make a kinyan now with the tnai. So the tnai can even be a davar shel ba'al olam. Might not happen at all. I raise a gitach on condition it's going to rain tomorrow. Might not happen. Not a problem. Only problem is only if you make a kinyan on davar shel ba'al olam. You make a kinyan on something which is not here yet. But to make a kinyan now on the parah which is here now with the tnai davar shel ba'al olam, that's not a problem.
Could
Does this hold even if you say Ein Breira?
We're going to discuss that. Separate. We can't do everything in one shiur. We're going to get to that. We're going to discuss the whole concept of Breira. Maybe we'll do that next week in Rashi. The whole thing Breira, we'll discuss that exactly. But now we'll first get to what the Gemara is saying, the technical part of the Gemara. Okay, everyone understands clear. Jay, you came a little bit late. Do you understand clear the Gemara? You're catching up. Okay, you're about Kishrin. Beautiful. All right. The problem with all this is the Rambam. Look in the Rambam. Turn to number one on the sheet. The Rambam said like this. Hamafkede tzachavero behemo kelim. V'nignevu perkshmini. V'nignevu ayavdu. Omar. Hareini mishalem. It gets stolen. And he says, I'm paying for it. V'eini nishma, I don't want to swear for it. V'nim tzaganev. And the ganev is found. Masham tzlum mekevel. Tovachamach masham tzlum mekevel. L'mi mishalem. If the guy pays for it, or even says he's going to pay for it, who does he pay for it? That's our Mishnah. If you pay for it, or you want to pay for it, then you get the kefal. Continues the Rambam. Chazra habehemo. If, however, the animal is found live and well, atma, if the animal itself is found, chazeres lebaleo, hi v'gizoseho uvladoseho. The Rambam says that if the animal is found, the gizos and vladois go back to the original owner, but not only that, the animal itself also goes back to the original owner. Yes, the ganef has to pay for the animal to the shomer because he paid for it. He's got to pay him the keren and the kefil, but the physical animal itself goes to who? To the original owner. Says the Rambam, why? She'ein zeh shomer koine shvach abo megufo, elo shvach abo meilof. Why do the gizos and vladois go back to the original owner? Because even I gave you the value, I only gave you the value. I didn't give you the gizos and vladois itself. That's shvach abo migufo, that I'm not giving you. So what does the Rambam learn? So there's two problems with the Rambam. The Rambam clearly says, if not for the Rambam, I would have learned, wait a second. If the whole reason the way it works in the Gemara, that I give you the kefal, is because I tell you retroactively that the parah was yours, and it got stolen from you, so why when the parah gets found, should the parah go back to the owner? It's to go back to the shomer, because I told you, we made this tonight, that if you pay for it, the parah belongs to you retroactively, it got stolen from you. So if it got stolen from you, why does Rambam say the animal gets found, chazeres habeimo, chazeres lebaleo, and you have to pay for it? But why chazeres lebaleo? It doesn't make sense. First of all, where did Rambam get this from? Anybody know? Anybody can suggest to me, where did Rambam get this from?
How does that work? The shomer paid him for the animal.
Yes, yeah, so he gets back his money, but the actual animal, and kefal, he gets kefal, he gets double the amount. But the actual animal,
the ganef pays twice
to the shomer,
and
the animal, goes to the what? No, he doesn't pay twice. No. The owner gets the animal and he pays for that, and he gets the kefal, and the owner has to pay the shomer for the behemoth, obviously. But the actual behemoth does not go to the shomer; it goes to the original owner. Yeah, but the actual behemoth goes back. The Rambam says, who does the behemoth belong to? It belongs to the owner, the Rambam says. He'll get the money back. But the Rambam says, you're missing the boat. The point is not who's getting paid. All the monies are covered. I'm getting back my money that I laid out for it, no problem, and I'm getting kefal. But who does the actual behemoth go to? The Rambam says, not only the gizos and vladois go to the original owner, but the behemoth itself also goes to the original owner. Why? Where does Rambam get this from?
Why would he want it back?
What? He wants his animal back. He doesn't want money.
2 months ago, the animal was stolen. He got paid for it already. He already went out and bought another one. What does he need to do
at all? If he wants. If he doesn't want it, he can give it to him.
It's more likely.
First of all, everybody understands. Elliot, where does Rambam... what did I say?
David,
sorry. Where does the Rambam get this halacha from? The what?
I'm only going to get the shevach, in other words, the kefal itself, the monetary value.
David is absolutely right. Where does Rambam get this halacha from? Very simple. The Gemara says that I give you the kefal. But any shvach habo migufo, I keep for myself. The gizans of lodus, I don't want to give to you. It's shvach habo migufo, I keep that for myself. Says Rambam, kol shekein, alachas kam v'kamo. The actual animal. If I'm madoch, the shvach habo migufo, I keep for myself. So for sure, the actual animal, I never had any intention of giving it to you. I kept it for myself. So therefore, even though I sold you the kefil, I only sold you the kefil, the actual animal belongs to me myself. Right? That's clear. Michael, what don't you understand?
I'm going to fly directly in the face. The mechanism of the Gemara,
so that's, first of all, that's where the Rambam got it from. Must you understand where the Rambam got it from?
It makes common sense.
Beautiful. I never gave you the animal itself, I gave you the thing. There's two problems with the Rambam. Problem number one, the Gemara clearly says not like that. The Gemara says that it does not work. Why? Because of Dovah Shalab and Ilam. It doesn't work. Right? The Gemara says that you can't sell. First of all, Zavash Lavalaylam. Second of all, the Gemara says that, according to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that the way it works, that's the second form. But no, the Kefal is Zavash Lavalaylam. How are you selling the Kefal? How are you selling the Kefal? Okay. So we'll start with the second form. All right. According to the way the Rambam learns, the Rambam says that the actual animal goes back to the original owner, correct? Right? Why does it go back to the original owner? Because I never gave you the animal. I gave you the kefil, I never gave you the animal. Okay, simple question. How am I giving the kefil to the shomer? How? The Gemara says, you know how I give you the kefil to the shomer? After all, the Gemara says, it doesn't work. So how does it work? So Gemara says, you know how it works? Because when I made the tnai with you, it's as if the animal belonged to you all along. The Rambam clearly does not learn that the animal belonged to you all along. Otherwise, you'd get the animal. The Rambam somehow learns that no, the animal is mine. Nevertheless, I gave you the kefil separate from the animal. How could I give you the kefil separate from the animal? It's davash lebeinam. We just said it doesn't work. How is the Rambam going to learn technically how you give a person a kefil? Why does the animal go to the original owner? If it's the way we learned Pshat in the Gemara, that the only way it's going to work is how does the ganav pay you kefil? How does the ganav pay the shomer kefil? Because we say it's like a tnai which was made up, that when I gave it to you, then it's like the animal was yours all along, and it got stolen from you. Correct? That is why you get the kefil. The Rambam clearly does not learn like that. Because if it got stolen from you, why am I getting back the cow? So the Rambam does not learn like that, so that means I did not make this tonight with you, so how am I giving you the kefil? Very simple question. Yeah, Chesky, understand the question?
Yeah, maybe it's just another tonight. That if we find the animal, I'll pay you back when you give me back the animal.
So another tonight. So I saw someone learn, believe it or not, I saw this in a, we're going to maybe discuss it next week a little bit. I thought maybe we'll do it this week, but no. Reb Chaim Brisker, before he became the great Reb Chaim, when he was a young Rebbe in Volozhin, the yeshiva, in the yeshiva of Elazhin, so he wrote notes, and they came out now, they found an old manuscript with his notes. And in there he writes, do you know how it works? No, you don't say it's a night. It's like, I made a kinyan lizman. In other words, I made a deal with you, that I'm giving you the cow, and I'm giving you the cow only for the time that it gets stolen. But after the time it gets stolen, the cow goes back to me, a kinyan lizman. We'll be able to discuss next week, but the concept, matana maslahazir, kinyan lizman, doesn't really work, matana maslahazir, because that means that if you don't want to give it back, you don't have to give it back. But a kinyan lizman, let's call it for all intents and purposes, a matan maslahazir. In other words, the Rambam learned a whole different shabbat the Gemara. How did I sell you the kefil? Because I gave you the parah. But I didn't give you the parah forever. I just gave you the parah till it got stolen. Once it got stolen and it gets found back, part of the tnai was, give me back the parah. It's funny. The Gemara doesn't say it. The Rambam doesn't say it. Nobody says it. The Rambam says automatically, kazenas apara. It's a funny way of learning Pshat in the Gemara. It goes against everything that we learned till now. Another tonight, the Gemara should have said, if it's another tonight, the Gemara doesn't say that. Yes?
If you learn, I think the way, if the Rambam is actually saying this is either or, not and, it's not, it was stolen, Ganap was found, paid Kefil, and then Chaz were behemoth. It's either or.
Meaning?
So the Rambam limits the Gemara to only the case where it was stolen. So the Rambam is perfectly consistent with the Gemara, on the case of Nimsa Ganav, it was all nicknamed to him, da da da, you're all done. If it wasn't stolen, if it wandered off, or if it came back not because of the Ganav, says no kefil in play.
No, but the Rambam says.
I'll tell you why, because the Baal Tanai would only make sense
if it gets stolen.
Right, not where it got lost.
Right.
Because the only incentive for the Shomer to do this is he speculating on getting the keifel. That's what the basuah.
But Rambam says she'ein za hashoyim kain shvach abom migufa shvach abom elof. That's keifel. Keifel versus everything else. Just on Jesus' beloved. Yeah, but I think I saw something along the line that there's a chilek between Gnev and Aveda. There's whole svar. Okay, okay.
Because it's a little blacked out.
Avi, what do you say? You understand the problem in the Rambam?
Yeah.
What do you say?
I mean, I don't know if this is really the same thing we're saying with respect to the time, but perhaps, let me ask you a question. If Rambam says that he keeps he's a sound before the sound, right? But that's because we're assuming that he didn't give that up.
Right.
The time that the kingdom was made, he intended to keep that for himself. But if he didn't intend to keep that for himself, he could have given it, right? So maybe the kefil is similar to that. I don't know. And you have the kinyan, and he intends that through that kinyan, he's making, like almost saying like paro kefil. You're being called as a paro for the kefil.
So the truth is that all the achronim, Reb Kiva Eiger, Reb Chaim, all the rashidas, all the achronim, any sefer written on the Rambam, almost everybody, besides this one other pshat which I saw. Almost everybody learns pshat in the Rambam that the Rambam argues on Tosfos. And the Gemara, the mechanics of the Gemara went the following. The Gemara in the Havamina wasn't like Tosfos learned the Havamina, is that you koine dekel leperos. And then the Gemara says, no, dekel leperos does not work. No. The Gemara's Havamina was, how are you going to be kefil the kefil itself? Nothing without koine the kefil through the para. But the Gemara's question was, how you want to be kefil the kefil itself? It's davar shel b'lo'ilam. Says the Gemara, no. You know how you coin it? You coin it through the parah. When the Gemara gives an answer, what Tosfos learned in the Havamina, that you cannot be coined a dekel peros, the Rambam learned in the maskon of the Gemara. In other words, when I sell you the parah, it's as if I tell you, I'm selling you the parah for the kefil. That's what the Gemara means to say. I sell you the parah for the kefil. Either I sell you the parah for the kefil now, or I sell you the parah for the kefil right before it gets stolen. But I'm only selling you the kefil part of the parah, dekel leperos. And therefore, with the result, that's what you meant to say, that all the shomer has is the kefil. He doesn't have the gizus of lodus. Why not? Because I never sold you the gizus of lodus. I don't have the parah itself, because I never sold you the parah. All I gave you was dekel leperos. I sold you the parah for the kefil. That's where the Rambam learned. Where did I sell you the parah for the kefil? Either now, or I sold you right beforehand, right before it got stolen. But the way the Rambam learns is I sell you the parah for the kefil. And that's not a problem of davar shel b'lo'ilam, and it's going to work. Now the question is...
Why does he have to say, in thy shalom kare sheva?
Well, what?
Why does he have to say...
Oh, because the Gemara's question was, wait a second, if he sells him the parah for the kefil, so maybe he sells him the parah for all the shvach as well. So Gemara said, no, all the shvach he doesn't sell him for, because the person wants to keep for himself all the shvach. For sure not the parah, but also not all the shvach. The only shvach he sells him is the kefil. Why kefil more than all the other shvach? Because a person only wants to give shvach abo me'elov, not shvach abo me'alma, not shvach abo me'gufa.
But if the Rambam holds that he never sold him the cow in the first place.
He sold him, yeah, right.
You don't have to say that.
Yes, because... he didn't sell him the cow. But why do you only sell the kefil and not all the other things that come along with it?
But the Jesus of Lodus, I understand why he has to say. But not the cow.
Oh, no, that's it. You're right. So you ask not in the Gemara, in the Rambam.
On the Rambam.
The Rambam makes a lot of sense. The Rambam says, obviously, since he only sold him the parah for the kefil, he never gave him the parah. How does it work? Dekel peros, he sells him the kefil, and therefore, says Rambam clear, why does everything go back? Because all he sold him was the kefil. Because he only wants to sell him the kefil. Goes up in price, but everything else he doesn't want to get rid of. He doesn't want to sell it to him. He keeps the parah for himself. He keeps the geez of lovers. He never sold in the parah. The Rambam argues on the whole Gemara, and the way the Rambam learns the Gemara, Limaskana, is that you sell him the parah for the kefil. That's where all of them shot in the Rambam. What do you mean? Giz of Lodos are out anyway.
No, but I'm saying, the Gemara had to be Mechadish and it's out. It didn't have to be Mechadish.
You mean according to the Rambam, the way the Rambam learns, I only want to sell you the kefil and that's it.
Yeah, but that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, okay. Okay, the problem with all this, of course, what's the obvious problem with all this? I'll tell you the problem. Very simple. How does it work? We just gave a whole thesis. It doesn't work. Parallel failure doesn't work because Davos Level Island. We gave two. I start off the shear like that. Two Svaras because Allah be the daughter and because Eni Yitz Magufo. And how does Rambam get around the problem? Very nice shot. Parallel failure works. Beautiful. But it shouldn't work. Why? Because Declapeos. Now, on that, if you look in the Rambam in number two, the second Rambam, the Rambam Paskins based on the Gemara in Gittin, Mochar Avdoi Leknas, Shem Yugach Veyomus Yeknas Lekech. Hareis the sofik lefikir lekana moicher eved leknas is a sofik. If it works, it doesn't work. What's the sofik? The Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara has a question: if eved leknas works, it doesn't work. Why? Because even though it's dekalaperus, but it's levited also it's any yitz miguf eved. So the Rambam has a sofik by eved leknas and by par lekfele. The Rambam doesn't have a sofik. It was clear to the Rambam it works. Doesn't make sense. That's the obvious question. How does it work? Very nice pattern in Rambam. Makes a lot of sense. Dekele Peres, Parulik Fela. He just tells him the Kefal, no problems. The Gizit belongs to him. The Par belongs to him. Wonderful, fine, dandy, excellent. But it doesn't work because of Davish Lebelonim. And the Rambam says, Ever Leknas is a suffix, it might not work. So why does Parulik Fela for sure work? What's the difference between them? That's the question that they all ask. Avi, you understand the question? So I just want to tell you, before we even start, before we get to Reb Chaim, because I'd like to get to Reb Chaim today, before we even start, the way we understood last week, we said a difference in Dekel Peros, they want to say a difference between Eved Leknas and Parah Lekfela. I saw in the Rosh Hashivas, and this number three on the sheet, I saw it was Rosh Hashiva and Teravidash, Rabbi Fine, and I'm sure others say this as well, but they say a clear distinction between the two. What's the distinction they say? They say like this. The Rambam learns that the problem of Dekele Peros is because it's not Yotze Megufoy. The problem why, now the reason why Dekele Peros works is because I have some ownership, some physical ownership on the tree in order to get the fruits coming out of it. So therefore, something which is Eina Yotze Megufoy would be a problem, like the Rashba learns. Eved Leknas, Knas is not Yotze Megufoy. Why is Knas not Yotze Megufoy? Because Knas is the whole question in the Gemara, the knas that you pay, what's the knas? Your ox gores and kills a slave. The halacha is you pay 30 shekel. The amount 30 shekel is a set amount. It's not the value of the evet. You're not paying for the value of the evet. Not only that, the Gemara says, kufra kapara. The kufra that you're paying, the 30 shekel, is like a kapara that you have to pay for it. Of course, the Rambam says, halacha lemaisa, that once Chazal said you have to pay for it, then even if your person dies, his yashim have to pay for it. It's not just the kapara, of course, it's the mamonis. But the yisoid of a knas, it's not payment for the slave. It's a kapara, it's a punishment that the person has to pay because his ox killed an evet. Therefore, there you can say, that is definitely not yotze megufo. Has nothing to do with the actual slave. And therefore, I might own the slave, but I don't own the knas coming out of it. It's not yotze megufo. However, he says, kefal, even though kefal is a double amount of portion, but once it gets stolen, so the Torah says, and that's where they explain it, the Torah says that once something gets stolen, that is part of the value of the thing that gets stolen. Kefal is part of the tashlum. It's a value for the thing which gets stolen. And just like you understand that I can sell an item for its value, right? That's not davash lo b'lo'olam. Why? Because the value is intrinsic in the thing itself. I have a table. I'm telling you the value of the table. No problem, you can do that. Why is that davash lo b'lo'olam? It's eini yotze megufoy. Because the value of something is intrinsic in the thing itself. That's not a problem of eini yotze megufoy. So too, they want to say that if the problem of davash lo b'lo'olam is eini yotze megufoy, perhaps kefal is yes considered yotze megufoy. Why is it yotze megufoy? Because it's the value of the thing that gets stolen. And therefore the Rambam says, eved leknas is not going to work. Why? Because that's eini yotze megufoy. Knas is not intrinsic to the eved itself. And therefore, that's davash lo b'lo'olam, it's the dekel peros, it's not going to work. But parah lekfela does work. Why does part of Kfeila work? Because part of Kfeila is intrinsic in the value of the animal that you stole. Kfeila is intrinsic value of the chepetz that you took. And therefore, you can sell that through the para. That's considered yetz begufoy, and therefore, it works dekaliperos. The whole Gemara's question was only gittin, because over there it was only evet eknas, because there it's not intrinsic, it's not yetz begufoy. Kfeila was never a suffix in the Gemara. Our Gemara had a suffix. The Gemara suffix was only peros dekel, not through the evet, not through the para. Just you want to sell the kfeila itself. That's a suffix. That might work, that might not work. That was the Gemara said that doesn't work. But when the Gemara gave a teretz, you want to sell it through the para itself, it works para kfeila, it's yetz and megufoy, it's intrinsic value of the animal itself. Look in number 3a, it explains it very clear. V'nira, the haramba mechalek, u'delo yitochen shita lo kinyon be'evet l'tzor knas, l'inyin shiye b'chlal ba'al evet. Kivin she'en ze yetz megufa evet. Knas is not part of gufa evet. Ulam l'inyon para l'kfeilo, hari yesh lo'imar, the tashlume kefil, hareyu tashlumin b'shvil gufa para. That the kefil is payment for the actual para. V'shateira amra d'zehu gufa havia chiyuf shal tashlume kefil. V'yesh b'zeh knas, shekinsois ha-teira, the teira gave you knas, l'shalem tashlum noisa b'shvil ha-poiro, poro, b'shvil tashlum ein izokov shel ha-poro, shekondem ha-bailin. And then he says, just like the tashlum in shel kerem, he says, two tashlum shel shloshim shel eved, is even if the eved is not worth nothing, and it's a menuvel l'mukashchin, the eved is worthless, still you have to pay 30 shekel, obviously it's not a payment for the value of the eved. Go to the arrow by 3a. Ulam tashlum shel kefil, dareyu migzer zekosu b'chlal tashlumin b'shvil ha-pora atmo, v'lochein chashvilo l'das ha-rambam, ke'ilu sha-kefil yetze m'guf ha-pora. V'haynu de'bzeh be'emes chayle b'aylus ha-guf ha-pora l'ingi kfeilu. Therefore, you can have ownership on the actual pora for its value, for its double value as well. Therefore, there's no problem of deklaperus. V'mikoch zeh havle ha-kefil shel ha-nifkut, you buy the kefil through the pora, and there's no problem. So we see clearly in the Rambam, at least that's based on what we said last week, we can understand why the Rambam makes a difference between kefil of para and between evet and knas. Evet knas is considered not going to work. Dekel peros, even if dekel peros not going to work, any yotze megufa evet, kefil of para is going to work. It's considered yotze megufa. It's the intrinsic value of the para itself, and if everything is beautiful, it makes a lot of sense. Cheske, what's your question? Good. Yossi, what's your question? Right. I hear. Yes, yes, no, no. I can hear both ways. I hear. He said. He, no, but kefil is based on the value of the para.
Kefil is based on evidence of fixed value. But bottom line is, you know, it's a knas. If it was strictly gufo, then you just pay the principal.
Right.
The
right.
The fact that you're having double
okay.
Knas. Okay. Okay. Tell me it's not a fixed value of 30 versus, you know, it's double the principal. Still,
yeah, but okay, so you're right. I understand your question. Let's go a step further. I want to go a step further to Reb Chaim, and he says a much deeper pshat, and based on that, you can understand more this difference between kefil and between evet. He says it for something else, but it's a very, very important concept that he explains, and it sheds light on the whole concept of selling something to somebody else, how exactly it works. Let's look in the Reb Chaim, the next part. Okay, that's the first, I tell you, it was just the beginning to get a little understanding. Let's continue the next part. Okay. The Gemara later on Daf Lamed Hey, has a whole question. The Rambam clearly learns that I sell the para for the kefil. And therefore, if I make this deal as a shomer, so it's as if I'm selling the para for the kefil, I get the kefil. So the Gemara has a whole bunch of questions. How about if not I paid for it, but my children paid for it? I was a shomer and my children paid for it. Do I give him the kefil in such a way as well, or not? Or the Gemara has another question, if I pay to the children, shilmu bonim, shilem le bonim. The Gemara has a whole bunch of questions. Suffolk in the Gemara, generally speaking, you would sell the kefil, and according to the Rambam, you'd sell the kefil through the parah. How about in certain scenarios, where you only paid half, do you get half the kefil? All these questions in the Gemara, on the Aflam Nehem with Aleph. So the Rambam says, it's a halach, it's a suffolk, and therefore, the Gemara says, teku, the Rambam paskin, since it's a suffolk, whether in such a case you sell him the kefil, you don't sell him the kefil, so the Rambam paskens halacha lemaisa yachloiku. This is what we don't know, so I get half and you get half. Whenever there's a suffix, the Rambam says yachloiku. Look in the Rambam number hey, becomes a little bit more clearer, which is sheet number four. Sif hey. Person says, I'm going to pay And then he changed his mind. He said, I'm not going to pay. Oish amarinu mishalom meis. And then he died. One more bonim ain't on mishalomim. Oish lehismik lizvoya, etc., etc. Oish shilmu habonim lebonim. All these svekas, next part. Shutrim shashalu. Shal min yisra vishilim lebaila. All these cases where usually you would give the kefal by selling it through the para, but here the Gemara has a question: do you give the kefal in such a case? Do you not give the kefal in such a case? It's a question if the sale is chal, the sale to the kefal is valid or not. So the Rambam says, "Kol elu safek, varei hakefal mutal b'safek." It's a safek whether he gets the kefal or does not get the kefal. Lefikach cholkin hakefal o yashvach. So therefore, if it's a suffix, the Rambam says, you divide, you get half, and he gets half. It's a suffix, we don't know, is it chal, is it not chal? A suffix, according to the Rambam, where you sell para l'kfeila, a suffix, if it works, it doesn't work, what's the halacha? You divide it between the two. Avi, you understand? The Rambam? Good. What's the problem with this? They all ask on the Rambam, that the other suffix, by Eved the Knas, where it was also a suffix, where I sell an Eved for the Knas, Deir Rambam does not say Yachleku. Deir Rambam says, turn back to number 2 on the sheet, Mochar Avdei L'Knas, Shem Yugach V'Yomus Yeknas L'Kach, whether I sell the Eved for the Knas, which is a suffix in the Gemara, whether you get the Knas or don't get the Knas, Hareze Suffix, L'Fikach L'Kona. Deir Rambam says, it's a suffix if it works or it doesn't work, and therefore the Rambam says, L'Kona, you don't get the Knas. So they all ask a question, the Chaim asked a question on the Rambam, hey, wait a second, here by the Eved L'Knas, I sell the Eved for the Knas, correct? It's a suffix in Gemara, if it works, it doesn't work, Dekel Paris in such a case, does it work, does not work, there the Rambam says, suffix, you don't get nothing, you don't get the Knas, I keep the Knas. Here, where I sell the Parah for the Kefal, and it's a suffix, in the case where the Gemara has a suffix, does it work, does it not work, so there with the suffix, not I keep the kefal. There we divide it. I get half the kefal, you get half the kefal. Why? What's the difference? Why in Eved L'Knas, the suffix, we say, I keep it and it's not valid. And Parah L'Kfeila, where it's a suffix, we say it's Yachleku. What's the difference between both cases? That question is asked by Chaim Brisk.
How are you making a decision over that problem with the case of Eved L'Knas?
That's the problem.
It says,
well,
purportedly, what's even the Havni to say that the suffix?
Eved L'Knas. Yeah. Dekel Peiros. Eved L'Knas. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe Star, whatever you want to do. Whatever kidney you're going to make in the Eved for the Knas. So there, it's a suffix. The Gemara has a suffix. Does it work? Does it not work? What's the Gemara suffix? Well, maybe it's going to happen. Maybe it's not going to happen. The Gemara suffix. There, the Rambam Paskins. The sale's not valid. And by Parah L'Kfeila, which is also a Dekel Peiros type of question, there, the Gemara has a suffix, and there, it's Yachleku. What's the difference in both cases? Very clear question.
In other words, in the case of the Eved, it's not even happening that I'm calling the Eved at all. I'm just getting the Knas. In the Parah L'Kfeila, so we're saying the mechanism is through the Parah. So at a minimum, I may have an ownership in this Parah. It may be worth its straight value, or whatever, it's $100. I may not get the cable, but at least in the Parah, I made a machine, I made a Kenyan.
And the Eved Knas not? Excuse me. According to the Rambam, we're not saying that you own the Parah.
Right.
You only own the Parah for the Kefal, right? We said that. The Parah goes back, Chazer is a Baalel, Hivik Yisrael, and Lozel. So it's only Kenyan and the Parah to get the Kefal. There it's a Suffolk, here we say, Yachleiku. Here it's a Suffolk, Eved Knas, we say you don't get it. What's a clear, classic steering around? Michael, what's your attempt? Oh, comes along of Chaim, and he says like this. And I think he's going a step further than what we said before, a step deeper, and he says a very important concept. He says like this. He says that you can ask a question like this. He says, when you sell the Eved L'Knas, or you sell the Parah for its Kefal, so he wants to know, is there a direct monetary right to the Kefal and to the Knas? Meaning, I sell you the Kefal through the Parah, and I sell you the Knas through the Eved, but I become the monetary owner on the Kefal, or on the Knas. I have a schut mamoni, because I bought it through the Parah, or through the Eved, I bought the right, not just I bought the right, but I have a physical monetary ownership on the Kefal, and therefore, now that the Ganav is found, he has to pay the kefil because I bought it. I have the monetary right to the kefil, and that's enough to give me the kefil. I have a monetary right to the knas, and that's enough to give me the knas. Is that the pshat? He says, or no? He says, maybe I can. There is no such thing as a monetary right to the kefil itself, or monetary right to the knas itself. No. Really, who do you have to pay the knas to? Who do you pay the kefil to? You pay to the owner. Just the owner gave me from his right that he gets, he gave it to me. In other words, when I get the kefil and when I get the knas, is it because I am now the owner and you pay me directly? Or I get the kefil, I get the knas? No. You pay the owner. You have to pay kefil to the owner of the animal. You have to pay knas to the owner of the eved. Just we made a deal, after you have it, I'm going to transfer it over to you. Does it work in one step, and I have a monetary right, or does it go in two steps, because I have no monetary right? You understand the question? Look in the, and it goes to the crux of Dekalaperos. Look in the Reb Chaim inside, and we'll understand it clear. Number one in Reb Chaim. Vashi yir eloyim v'das ha-Rambam. V'yinei v'iker ha-chdina d'evet sh'mochirab l'knas, v'heim l'kfeile, im neim n'mchiros ha-kiyemes, if it works, so chiyun. Question: Im hadin hu delokeach hu nase bailim mamish? Does the buyer, does he become the monetary owner on the kefil and on the knas? V'iki chiyuva shal shloishim shkolim v'kefil hu lalokeach ba'atzmoi? I have the monetary ownership; it belongs to me. Umishum delegabe knas ze harei oevet va'behemo knuyim loy v'iu gufe havei bailim shal ze knas. I'm the owner; I bought the monetary rights to it, and therefore it's mine. His name or no? Number two, the afa mechirosa kayemis. Even if you say the sale is valid, and you can buy the kefil, you can buy the knas. Mikomakam iki chiyuba shal shleishim shkolim shal evet v'kefil shal gneiver hu lahabaylim hamoichim. It belongs to the original owner. Why? Kiven dehem habaylim shal evet va'abehem alachol mili v'rak dischuz, because they are the owners. Rak dischuz zeh sheish labaylim va'abehem alavet va'abehem alishleishim shkolim v'kefil hu dekayne lekeach. I'm transferring for you the right to collect it or the right to actually get it. But who do you pay? Who owns the monetary right? You own the monetary right. Or perhaps there is no monetary right. It goes to you. Then you have to give it to me. You gave me that part. Okay. So he wants to say now a very important concept. He said that's the difference. Maybe this makes it clearer what we asked before. That is the difference between knas of evet and kefil of para. He said like this: kefil of para. The reason why I'm paying kefil because I stole somebody's animal, correct? So if you have a monetary right to the animal, to the kefil of the animal, so even if I didn't directly steal it from you, yes, steal it from you, not steal it from you, but the fact that you own the monetary right to the kefil, that makes me give the kefil to you. Because kefil is a strictly monetary chiyuv mamoni. It's a monetary chiyuv, and therefore the money which I have to pay is to the owner who has the monetary rights to this kefil. Kefil is a monetary chiyuv. Who do I pay to? Whoever has the monetary rights. Look at inside. Number three. V'nireh. V'yesh lechalak b'zeh b'chiyuv v'deshleish m'shkolim v'chiyuv v'dekefil. V'chiyuv v'dekefil kiven dechol din gnevo v'chiyuv kfele harei machmas din bailim. In other words, when I steal something and I have to pay, it's because I took something from somebody. Because they had a monetary, they had a value in the cow. They had the value of the cow. I took away their monetary value that they had in the cow. So even if they only bought the monetary value, the fact that they own as a cow, not own as a cow, is irrelevant. The fact is that they have monetary ownership in the cow. You own the cow for the value of the cow. I took that away from you. I gotta pay kefil. Kefil I have to pay to whoever I took the monetary ownership away from. Since you bought the value of the cow for kefil, that means I took away your monetary ownership. Your schus mamon. I gotta pay kefil to you. Clear, he says, kefil, you can sell directly this monetary right, and therefore you will get the kefil directly. However, he says, shleishim shalevet, by number four, Mashenken hachiyuv de shleishim shalevet, the chiyuvu kapora, dugmas chiyuvu de koifer sheben choirin. Then he said like this, by number five, v'ikir chiyuv bo al hariga so eved atzmoi. Why am I chayv to pay? Not because I took something away from you. When I pay 30 shekel because I killed an eved, I don't pay because I took away your monetary value that you have in an Eved. No. I paid because I killed a slave. I don't even pay because somebody owns the slave. You pay because I took away your monetary right to the slave? Because I took away what you owned in the slave? That's not why I'm paying. I'm paying because I have to pay. Just who do I pay to? I pay to the owner. So you happen to be the owner. The reason why I'm chayv to pay is not because I took away monetary payment. I took away monetary ownership from you. I have to pay because I killed an animal. Who do I killed a slave. Who do I pay to? I pay to whoever the owner is. Says the Chaim that even after you sell the rights to the knas to somebody else, but you remain the bailim of the Eved. And since you remain the bailim of the Eved, even though you sold the monetary right to the Eved, but a monetary right is not the mechayev of the knas. Since you remain the bailim of the Eved, so I always pay my knas to the original owner. The original owner handed over the kapel to me. It goes in a two-step phase. If you look in the Bar Ber, the way he explains it very succinctly. So like this. V'hinei omar agrach, shechiyuv eknas v'chiyuv ukefal, en dem ezel ezeh. The kefal mishalmin ba'avur ahezek shehizik momen shaloi. I pay kefal because I took away your monetary ownership on an animal. Aval ein soch shiyeh bailim v'guf adover. You don't have to be a physical owner on the behemoth. It's irrelevant whether you're an owner or not owner. It belongs to you. Yes, as long as I took away your monetary ownership, I took something away from you monetarily, that's mechayv to me to pay kefil. If you're the one losing out because you own the cow, now you lost your money, I gotta pay kefil. Aval knas shomachiyuv avu gufa evet v'loy avu shehizik mamon. There the chiyuv is for the evet, not because I took money away from you. So therefore, even if you own the rights to the knas, he says, but it doesn't go directly to you. It goes to the original owner, and then he has to give it to me. He wants to explain with that in another point over here, which makes it a little clear, but I don't want to go into that because it's already 10 o'clock. But how does he explain according to the rabbi? Avi, understand this tomorrow? Yeah, it's different. Do you agree with it? Okay, one second. Let's just... It's a difficult concept to understand. But I'll tell you what I pull out of this of Chaim.
Why does the Rambam say it's a
puppy? No, I'll tell you now what he says. Now he explains very good. He says now he understands the difference in the two Rambams. This is how he explains the two Rambams. Why? He said like this. He says, by kefil, correct? So when I'm giving you the right to the kefil, so I'm telling you that the monetary ownership to the cow, I'm selling to you. The cow is worth $100. You're paying $100 for the right to the ownership of the cow. Correct? Because you're paying for the ownership of the cow. Now, when you have the kefil, you don't have to say like Rashi says, it got stolen from you. You don't have to say that. You have the right to the kefil. But now that you have the right to the kefil, since the kefil is a monetary chiyuv, and I pay to whoever I took the animal away from monetarily who lost out the animal, so my chiyuv would be directly to you. You own it. I took that away from you. I pay directly to you. Now there's a suffix. If it works, it doesn't work. So it's a suffix whether I sold it to you and you get it directly, or I didn't sell it to you. What's the lach when there's a suffix? Rambam says cholkim. Mashenkim by the knas of eved. There, the question is only whether at the end I pass on the knas to you. But the knas, no matter what, goes first to the original owner because the knas is not a monetary payment. The knas first goes to the original owner. Now there's a suffix, so now when you pay the knas, you go to the original owner. Now there's a suffix whether he passes on to me or not. He's a muhsik. Because the first part, he gets already. Now there's a question whether he passes on to me or not. That's the suffix. That's the muhsik. He doesn't have to pass it on to me. He has it already. Doesn't have to get rid of it. Therefore, the Rambam says that by knas 11, where there's a suffix, then it belongs to the original owner. Why? Because since the one who killed it has to pay the knas to the original owner no matter what, because you never pay me directly. Such a case. It's a suffix, and you get it, and you consider mufsik. That's how he explains it. What am I pulling out of here? I'm pulling out of here a very important concept. Pulling out of here that you have to always see when you sell something to somebody, you have to see, am I selling you the monetary right, and the payment is due because of the monetary right that you have in something? Which kefil is like that. Kefil, at the end of the day, whether you like it or not, you know, Joe, you didn't understand why it's intrinsic in the gufa parah. I'm not saying it's intrinsic, it's not yoytze megufoy. Yes, yoytze megufoy, not yoytze megufoy. But it's because of the monetary value that you have in the parah. Therefore, that I'm giving to you and I'm selling that to you. Masha'in came, the knas, is not, it's a separate thing. It's not because the monetary thing. It's not because you are the owner and I took something away monetarily from you. I took something away from you and therefore I have to replenish you. No, knas I have to give to the owner, because who do I pay the knas to? To the owner. He wants to make a deal with me, give it to me. That's a separate thing. It doesn't work in one step. That's the concept. Even when you sell something, dekel leperos, and that's an important concept, when you sell something to a person, dekel leperos, so then you have to see that you're actually selling him the right to get it. It's not just the right. Sometimes you're selling him, since it's the entire chiyuv, why you pay for it, is because of monetary chiyuv, so you sell him that monetary chiyuv directly, and you become the new owner for that monetary chiyuv. Not in all cases. In Knas, it's not like that. Knas, I'm just selling him, I'm giving him the right. It works in a two-step process. It works differently. That's the two things which I want to discuss today. Whether it's relevant to another case besides Knas, I do not really know. Come up with a case, we'll analyze it, we'll see it.